You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Guys, maybe you saw the fireworks, saw something great or fantastic in the sky on July 4th, and you had a great day. So today we're talking about women. And we're talking about careers and supporting other women and community engagement and advisory councils and all kinds of interesting things. First, we're going to have to take a break and we'll be back.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hiding Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement? Like, will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hiding Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hiding Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon. Before I do the weather, I want to introduce my guest for today. I have live in the studio, Jessica Hoffman, who is with Norwest Cap. And Jessica, if you want to say hi to everyone before we do the weather and let everyone know your title.
Hi, everyone. I'm Jessica Hoffman, and I am the Regional Director of Family Support Services here for Norwest Cap.
That is a great title, Regional Support Services. Okay, we're going to talk about some of those support services. And we're going to talk about services right here in Hunterdon. But first, we're going to get to the weather, and I'm a little concerned. Now, Jess, you haven't been here in the winter, but just so you know, there are two words at Hot in Hunterdon that are very bad words. Otherwise, we basically have no rules. But our two bad words are snow and sleet, as you can imagine. Well, I have neither snow nor sleet on my weather board right now, but I have something that made me think I opened the wrong icon here, and it seems that I have a hazardous weather condition, and I'm a little concerned about that because I came into an absolute blue sky. Mm-hmm. It was sunny and made me think I maybe didn't want to be in the radio studio and we could do a broadcast live outside. But now I see a hazardous weather outlook for Flemington, New Jersey. So I'm going to, we can read this together, but I'm starting to think maybe I just clicked on the wrong icon, but I didn't because, of course, I'm a professional here. All right, so we're looking at some scattered showers, mainly after 5 p.m. this evening. Mostly sunny, though, with a high near 87. There is a 30% chance of precipitation. And just as you know, in the summer, those summer storms, every once in a while, you try not to be henny-penny, but you look up, it looks sunny, and then the next thing you know, the sky is falling. The mm-hmm. sky is falling. So I don't know if the sky is going to fall today, but except for the 30% chance of isolated showers, I think we're going to be okay today. We do have a low around 65 tonight. And Tuesday, we have some scattered showers before noon. We have some thunderstorms coming in between noon and 4 p.m. It looks like a stormy Tuesday, which is better than a stormy Monday, I guess. But we're really not looking at much rainfall totals at all. We're talking about a quarter of an inch, except possibly high where there are thunderstorms. And then you may see on Wednesday that there are 4 inches of rain. But those are really isolated. And frankly, you just can't prepare for that. So Wednesday, we have a slight chance of showers and thunderstorms. So I'm thinking that the beach day or the day to call in sick or take a personal day or something from your time bank would be Thursday with mostly sunny skies with a high near 81. So that may be my beach day. And Friday is looking very good with a high near 82. So if there's anyone who wants to play hooky with me, definitely get in touch with me because Thursday and Friday look like beach days. I also just want to invite our listeners. They have questions about Norwest Cap services or about support services and what you do. They could call us here today. I know Helene Meisner, if she's listening, I would love to hang up on her again. So you could call the studio phone here at 908-237-0410. Had a Norwest Cap director of our food bank, Helene Meisner, who runs an amazing program in three counties, including Hunterdon, and distributes over 2 million pounds of food. Was doing me a favor when I was very new, and I still hang up on people, so it's really not an excuse. It was just a better excuse at the time. It was more relevant, and she kept calling for me because I needed someone to talk to. I didn't want to just have my normal crazy monologue, and I kept hanging up on her. But I actually think I know how to do that without hanging up on someone. I've done it a few times now. So we want to remind callers they can talk to us. It's great to have someone call in, 908-237-0410. We have Robert, who sometimes pays attention to us here at Hot and Hunterdon. Maybe he'll give a call, and we could test out our studio skills here and working the board. So, Jess, tell everyone about some of the programs in Hunterdon County that you have and some of the hard work that you and your staff are able to do for displaced homemakers in Hunterdon County and in Warren and Somerset and Mercer.
So as the Regional Director of Family Support Services, I have the privilege of overseeing several programs under the Norwest Cap name, which include a Family Success Center in Warren County, the County Council for Young Children in Warren County as well. In Hunterdon, I'm here covering with Healthy Families Tip, which is a home visitation initiative. We cover Hunterdon County and Warren. And then we also have the Career and Life Transition Center for Women, which we have coverage in Warren, Hunterdon, and also Somerset and Mercer.
Now, I'm always telling our listeners about social service and how everything is an acronym, but the TIP program, that's one of our really important programs, and I know we threw the acronym out there. Can we talk a little bit about that?
Sure. TIP stands for TANF, Initiative for Parents, and it was combined as a with Healthy Families probably about 4 years ago. It provides assistance to families. They can actually participate in the Healthy Families program as part of their responsibilities to receive that benefit. So those are a combined program, so that's what it stands for. And relatively new in the scheme of mergers, just about 4 years ago or so.
And the real benefit of that program is that it's preventing child abuse, and it's making sure that children have all the resources and the parents have all the resources. So anything that would be at risk is identified early so that prevention strategies are put into place.
Correct. They receive very intensive services in that program. A home visitor, which we call a family support worker, is actually in the homes of these new parents with either their first child or any child every week in the beginning, providing very intense information on child development and positive parenting skills, in addition to providing case management. So as they're working with the families and discovering that they have other concerns or challenges or obstacles in their lives, also helping them resolve and work on those while tracking many important things about their children, including immunizations, well baby visits, bonding between the infant and the parents. And the beautiful benefit of this is when we do see a decline or an issue with the development of a child, to involve early intervention services and get all the help that child needs as soon as we are able to notice it. It's a really a fantastic supportive program. I know as a parent, when you have that child for the first time, you have a lot of questions and concerns. You're worried, is my baby talking and walking at the right time, eating the right things, doing the right things? And this really provides that support right in the home to ease the mind of a new parent as well as help them along the way.
I think one of the most beneficial things about being part of NorwestCAP is the non-judgmental attitude that we bring with us when we work with our families and our participants and our individuals that need service or want service. And I think all of us from time to time don't want to ask for help. We're too proud or too stubborn, or we just want to do it on our own with our own terms, and knowing that at the end of the day, we were able to solve something on our own. But frankly, that's not always the right way to go, is it?
No, really, we all need somebody there for us in different levels and in different ways. Someone we can bounce questions off of or just vent to and talk to. Someone we know that is reliable and will be there for us. We all want to try to do things on our own, but there's this beautiful, wonderful network of programs out there that will be there to assist and guide completely on a volunteer basis. And as the intensity goes down, the workers will still be there. So it won't be an issue where someone just leaves you behind. The programs are designed to intertwine with each other so that as a family grows and the children grow, that we have a program that will be there waiting in the wing as they move from program to program. And that's one of the great things about our family support services now that we are able to do.
The seamless piece. And just I want to touch on that network. Sometimes people in our network are not helpful or supportive. And it's okay to end those relationships where there's not a lot of support or that are negative or that are abusive. And there are a lot of services and supports that can help people. You really need positive influence in your life. You need people who have your back, right? That have the ability to want the best for you and want to help support you and your family. So if we have anyone who has people in their lives that are a negative support, we encourage them to reach out also to NorwestCAP and to the Career and Life Transition Center for Women and to the other resources we have in this county.
Yes, we can be that support. We meet a lot of women and a lot of families that don't have family or friends local. They feel isolated and by themselves, and we're here in any way that we may be needed, whether it's just that first visit, just to learn about what's in the community and resources, or to attend an event or really get very involved in the community and in the agency.
And we have a lot of programs that it doesn't matter if you're documented or undocumented. If some of our programs, like the Career and Life Transition Center for Women, have no income guidelines.
Correct.
Which is fantastic. Some of our programs, we can't help everyone who needs our help. We can only help sometimes people that are eligible for a service. So the good thing about some of the programs under the Family Support Network is that we have programs that there's no income guidelines.
Right. We hear all the time that doors are closed in people's faces because maybe they make $2 more or $2 less than what the required benchmark is, or all of these eligibility requirements that kind of push them out the door and mean that they can't get any help. Well, fortunately for many of our programs that include the Family Success Center and the Healthy Families Tip Program and the Career and Life Transition Center for Women are open to the community. They're all voluntary. They don't have income guidelines at all.
That's fantastic. Well, I don't want to keep a secret here, but can you give out some information on how to connect with some of the NorwestCAP services here in Hunterdon County?
Great. In Hunterdon, we do have the Career and Life Transition Center for Women. We are located over in the Old Egg Auction Building, which is on Park Avenue here in Flemington. We share a space next to our NorwestCAP Child and Family Resource Program, as well as DCP&P, which is the Division of Child Permanency and Protection, are all in the same Old Egg Auction Building. So we are in there, and here in Flemington can be reached at 908-788-1453 in our Hunterdon space. And we also have an office in Washington for anyone that may be in Warren County.
And I love the Old Egg Auction Building. Not being from Hunterdon County, but being a resident of Hunterdon County, my first job with NorwestCAP was actually at the Old Egg Auction Building, and I had my first job, the space where you are now, and there were years, maybe a half decade, where NorwestCAP wasn't renting from that building, and then one day we ended up renting the same office again, which is really interesting about fate. But I didn't know what to expect when I went to the Old Egg Auction Building. I was expecting maybe some chickens. I don't know. I don't know what I was expected, but I was pleasantly surprised when I saw the beautiful woodwork there and the classical music and the fountain and the running water and some great neighbors. So the Old Egg Auction Building is very accessible for people, and it is in Flemington. And I hope people will come and visit. We're going to take a little bit of a break here, do some commercials so we could pay the bills, and we'll be back with Jessica and be talking more about Norwest CAP and Career and Life Transition Center for Women. Stay with us.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent.
Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntonChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntonChamberRadio.com app today.
Did you know that 48% of executives see the golf course as an ideal business environment? 93% said playing golf with a business associate is a good way to establish a closer relationship. This September, bring your business to the green and join us for our 2015 Golf Classic. This year's event will take place on Monday, September 21st at Copper Hill Country Club with a 9 a.m. shotgun start. Don't miss this annual event, which includes exciting contests, a networking luncheon, and awards ceremony that will present the winning foursome with the Hunterdon Cup. For more details, please visit www.hunterdonchamber.org or call the Chamber at 908-782-7115.
And we're back here at Houghton Hunterdon, and I'm your host, Georgine Trinkle, and I have Jessica Hoffman with me today talking about Norwest CAP support services and the Career and Life Transition Center, which is located right here in Flemington. We're just talking about the Old Egg Auction Building. And Jess, I know you're really excited to tell our listeners more about some of the in-depth programs that you offer right here in Flemington.
Yeah, I'd love to take some time and talk specifically about the Career and Life Transition Center for Women. Our goal there at that program is to provide quality services that assist women to gain economic and personal self-sufficiency and reach their goals through education, training, job readiness, community referrals, and supportive services. We do have some great programs that run at the Career and Life Transition Center for Women I'd love to talk about. One being our very popular Microsoft Office 2010 training class. Women that are coming back into the workforce after maybe raising their children and have been out of work for quite some time really have felt the need to brush up on their computer skills, and some of them maybe have never had the opportunity to work on a computer at all. So we offer this great training program. It's a 10-week course. It's 50 hours, and it's designed for the beginner, but they will gain an overview of Windows in both Word, Excel, and PowerPoint. What I love most about this training program is that it's very hands-on. As they get to each segment of the class, they actually do a PowerPoint and they do an Excel document and they present it to their class, and they're very involved, and the instructor is just fantastic leading them along the way. And if the women have to start at the very beginning, which may be learning how to open an email account, she'll start where they're at. She'll meet each woman with her specific needs and make sure that by the end of those 10 weeks, she's got a basic understanding of Windows Office 2010. They receive a certificate of completion at the end, and these run in both of our Washington and our Flemington offices. So very popular program. It fills up after about 9 women.
Wow, okay. Now, you said that it can be either in the Flemington office or in the Washington office. So this can also be a huge way for women who want to make a change in their lives, not really sure where to go, you know, maybe can't grab that class at the library, and they know that in order to be hire, you know, to have some great hiring skills, a certificate really looks great in that portfolio, doesn't it?
Yes, it really does. It shows that potential employer that they have the basic skills needed for the job. And even if it's been a while or you have some basic skills, it really will brush up your skills and make you feel more confident going into that new job.
Now, I'm sure everyone wants to know how much that class is.
The entire class only has a $25 fee associated with it. So for the entire 10 weeks, 50 hours, it's just a $25 fee.
That sounds very reasonable to me. And I'm sure if someone didn't have the $25, we could work that out.
Absolutely, absolutely. We definitely don't want that to be a reason why someone doesn't come in for the help. So we also have the Empowerment Program, and I must give a shout-out to Janet Cargill, our fantastic consultant who runs our Empowerment Program. I very much enjoy sitting in my office and listening to this program because it's really a motivational self-esteem and goal-setting program. It's a six-day, six-week program that provides basic tools needed to take charge of your life. So, once a week for 6 weeks. And then the attendees receive guidebooks and audio CDs and guide cards. They do vision boarding. They talk a lot about their image and being strong, confident women. It is in a group setting, so they support each other and they feed off each other, and they create within their own group these wonderful networks of women. Just a very inspirational program with a leader who runs the program who's just completely wonderful and dynamic and engaging with the women. A lot of times this may be the first program they take as they learn about our services, because a lot of times women come in crisis, maybe going through a divorce or a separation, and really feel the need to re-identify with themselves and reconnect with themselves. So the Empowerment Program is a great place to start. Give them that place to just talk and speak and reconnect with the woman that they are before moving on to maybe our more job-oriented programs like the computer course.
And I want to say, Patricia Mungian, who was the program director for many years when Norwest CAP got into the displaced homemaker programs and services, she had the vision to be able to build the supportive network of people helping people. And you talked about it when you first came on the air. You talked about the network of support and the fabric that the programs provide. And it really is that safety piece. So you could be going through something that's frightening and terrifying, but you're going through it with other people. And I don't know if everyone knows what vision boarding is.
Vision boarding is an exercise that you do where you maybe take clips from different magazines or different media about where you see yourself and who you see yourself as. Sometimes if you do a vision board in the beginning of something, like the beginning of a course, and one at the end, you can see yourself grow and see how you re-identify with yourself and how you may change in that class. So really it's something you create for yourself or as a goal or something you want to look forward to in the future.
And I love how you're describing programs and services, and there's different time frames and different numbers of people, different mm-hmm. participants. You can have a six-week class, you can have a 10-week class, you can have nine people that you're going through something together. So I think it's just such a great program that you're just providing so much support for women and just really being the sounding board for people as they realize what they want their vision to look like. We can all create our own future, and you're giving them the paper and the pens and the ability to do that in a safe environment.
I think for many of these women who are just freshly separated or going through a divorce, all their feelings are very raw, and they may say, oh, that program's not for me because I don't want to take a computer class. The program is just so much more than that, with the case management piece and the supportive services and the linkage to the other services in the community. It really is a network of women all there to support each other, guide them through the process that they have to get through. We really are aiming to create that just nest for that woman she could just sit in, and we're all going to embrace her. And I've only been over at the Transition Center for Women at this point for maybe about 4 months, and I have to say it's a transformational for some of these women who first walk in the door and become part of some of these programs.
It's excellent. Keep up the good work. I know you have a lot more programs to talk about.
Mm-hmm. Well, let's talk about our career advisor. We have a career advisor on staff who is available to meet with any woman looking to get back into the workforce. She will provide resume writing skills. She will review resumes and help somebody maybe brush up their resume, make it a little bit more modern and current. She also is connected to many of our local businesses, manufacturing places, and anyone else out there looking for employment that may be sending us job opportunities here in Hunterdon County or locally, that as she sees these resumes come across her desk, is then able to connect that woman to job opportunities that she knows exist locally, and right then connect them. As the woman may be going through interviews, they come back and they consult with her, and they'll talk about the interviews, maybe what went well, what were some challenges, and how to improve that for the next interview. So we have her on staff at all times that any woman can meet with just to go over their resumes.
That sounds great. So there are so many different careers, and it can be pretty overwhelming trying to figure out where you would be successful and happy and earn enough money to pay the rent in Hunterdon County. So it's nice to have someone to talk through that.
Yes, it is. And in addition, then we have the You Gotta Coach program, which is another job program. It provides a volunteer. I believe last I heard there was about 100 volunteers out there, part of this You Gotta Coach network, all willing to mentor somebody in a job coaching and get them back on their feet and get them ready to be successful in the workplace. So this is a fantastic network of people out there in the community who are volunteering to be job coaches. It's another service that we offer here in Hunterdon County. We also have a job club. This job club was created specifically for women returning to the workforce after maybe quite a long time that they've been out of work. Here they talk about networking, leveraging social media, and how important social media is right now for women and everyone trying to gain jobs. Job leads, as well as strategic strategies and interviewing techniques. So that job club is done as a breakfast club and is also another service we offer.
Okay, so we have a lot of hands-on programs here and a lot of things under the career advisory umbrella. And the job club, breakfast club, sounds really fun. I know there was a movie in the 80s around that. I know it has nothing to do with that, but it is great to have someone to come up with ideas and review your resume and, you know, just say, did you apply in this particular field and have those discussions. I think it's really, really important. And the job coach, having 100 volunteers, that's amazing. That's an amazing network.
It really, truly is. When I first heard that number, I was like, wow, you know, not only do you have this amazing service for these women, but you have this incredible network of people willing to step up and really get involved in their community and participate in ways that is really helping women get back into work. So
that's excellent. And we do serve mostly women, but we do have sometimes the occasional male who is eligible for the service or who's volunteering or providing some of the support services.
Okay. Yes. And then in addition, we also have different workshops. They change periodically, but they're not to be missed. We have financial literacy workshops that are offered, skill building workshops. We just recently will be rolling out again a single parenting workshop. All kinds, at least 6 workshops annually. So it's great to keep connected to the center on social media or by calling in to find out what's coming up, what's new, and maybe it's something that will be relevant for you, or maybe you have a great idea that you really think would impact the women in your community and helping them get back on their feet. So we do offer workshops as well.
And I think we're going to take a quick news break here. And then when we come back, can we talk a little bit about the legal workshops that you offer?
Sure.
Excellent. Okay, everyone, stay with us. This is Georgine Trinkle from Hot and Hunterdon. We're going to listen to the news. Stay with us.
USA Headline News. I'm Kelly Sloan. Major differences remain in the nuclear talks with Iran over attempts to look into Iran's alleged work on nuclear weapons and Iranian demands that a U.N. arms embargo be lifted. And if the deal is approved soon, Congress must still approve it. Some members, though, are skeptical.
So I think there's a broad bipartisan skepticism at what this deal is. Prime Minister Netanyahu said rather than prevent Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon, it actually paves the way.
That was Texas Senator John Cornyn in a Fox News interview. President Obama is cutting the prison sentences of 46 convicts.
There's a lot more we can do to restore the sense of fairness at the heart of our justice system and to make sure our tax dollars are well spent, even as we are keeping our streets safe.
The convicts are nonviolent if most were sentenced for drug crimes. Greece has reached a bailout agreement with its European creditors, but it requires Greek lawmakers to pass the austerity measures. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then. That is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary.
Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy. I need to promote my new business and do it on budget.
I can make that happen.
Can you print business cards?
Staples can print business cards, brochures, banners.
Pens?
Pens, magnets, luggage tags.
Calendars.
Calendars, sticky notes, lawn signs, and window decals.
What about foam fingers?
What color? Red, yellow, blue.
You had me at yellow.
Make on budget happen, make getting noticed happen. Staples, make more happen. Now at Staples, get 20% off any copy and print order of $50 or more.
Offer valid in store and online at staples.com/onbudget and 7/2015. Excludes daily deals, self-serve copying and faxing, computer rentals, and outsourced print services. Discount applied before taxes may not be combined with any other offer.
Marco Rubio's campaign has raised $12 million for his White House bid, and even more has been donated to allied organizations. AP correspondent Tony Winton has more.
Marco Rubio's campaign says the Florida senator's supporters came from all 50 states. In addition to money going directly to the campaign, donors for Rubio also raised an additional $32 million to two outside groups that support Rubio and can accept unlimited donations. Fellow Floridian Jeb Bush raised a record $114 million since January. Texas Senator Ted Cruz's supporters have already raised $52 million. Other GOP contenders who've released fundraising totals so far are retired surgeon Ben Carson, who raised $10.5 million, and Kentucky Senator Rand Paul with $7 million. Tony Winton, Miami.
Wisconsin Governor Scott Walker is throwing his hat in the race for the Republican presidential nomination. He will make an official speech later today. This morning, he tweeted, "I'm in." This is USA Headline News.
Bob was miserable. His website was invisible, buried 3, 4, 5 pages deep. No one could find Bob's site, not his neighbor, 6 employees, or even the dog. Then Bob found Tizzible, T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E, the most powerful local search booster on the planet. Now everyone locally is finding Bob's website. Business is booming. Bob's happy. And so is the dog. Catapult your business on the map for customers searching for companies just like yours. Get Tizzible at Tizzible.com. That's T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. T-I-Z-Z-I-B-L-E.com. Get your website visible. Get Tizzible.
Some of the country's top book reviewers say readers who are anxiously awaiting tomorrow's release of Harper Lee's new novel may find it distressing and disorienting. USA's Ron Taylor explains.
They say the first chapter of Go Set a Watchman, which was made available last week, has the same characters as Lee's iconic novel To Kill a Mockingbird, but that's where the similarities end. In Watchmen, the father, Atticus Finch, is a racist who has attended at least one meeting of the Ku Klux Klan. He's, of course, best known in Mockingbird as the attorney who defended a black man accused of raping a white woman in 1930s rural Alabama. His relationship with his grown-up daughter, Scout, is also radically different in the new novel, where she makes a trip from New York to her native Alabama to visit her father. Lee wrote Go Set a Watchman 60 years ago, 5 years before To Kill a Mockingbird was published, and insisted it be published just as she originally wrote it. There is speculation that Lee's publishers asked her to rewrite her Watchmen manuscript back in 1957, and that her rewrite became To Kill a Mockingbird. Ron Taylor, USA Headline News.
Pentagon leaders are reportedly finalizing plans aimed at lifting the ban on transgender individuals serving in the military. Senior U.S. officials say an announcement is expected this week. They say the military would have 6 months to determine the impact and work out details, with the presumption that they would end one of the last gender or sexually based barriers to military service. I'm Kelly Sloan, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
And we're back here at Hot and Hunterdon with Jessica Hoffman from Norwest CAP, and we're talking about all kinds of services at Norwest CAP and the Career and Life Transition Center. And I'm excited to see if I have on the phone, Robert, are you on the phone with us?
I'm here.
Excellent. We can actually hear you, and I didn't disconnect. So I understand you might be willing to help out Jessica and the program.
Well, if I can, I have a strong engineering and science background, and I own a small company that does a lot of scientific research. So if there's anyone in your program that is looking for advice or some direction in any of those categories, I'd be happy to jump in and help out if I can. You know, as time permits, of course, but, you know, if I can help someone along the path, particularly a path that I really feel a lot strongly about, I'd be happy to.
That's great, Robert. And I guess you're aware that there are different gender, unfortunately, statistics show that there is a gender gap with income for different careers. And it seems like the science and engineering fields really need a lot more women to dominate the field or to at least get involved in the field. So it sounds like a great way to promote a fantastic field. I know you've had a very successful career, and you still, after being in the engineering and scientific field, you still feel, I know not as passionate as you do about rum raisin ice cream, but you still feel a lot of joy and satisfaction in your career.
Oh, it's what keeps me going. You know, this is the field that I wanted to be in since I was 13, and it's so nice to be able to create something that's never been created before, and to give something back to society. And it's you know, the science and engineering field is where I can do that. That's where my expertise is in.
That would be great, because a lot of the people Jess is working with, they're really uncertain of where to go, and sometimes you need that one-on-one conversation with someone who has the experience to say, this is what happens in the industry, or this is what you can expect, and it helps to pave the path. So we appreciate you volunteering, and I certainly appreciate you listening to us here at Hot and Hunterdon. And when we go off the air, we'll get your contact information, and Jess will call you with the first person she has with a interest in the science or engineering field, and we do appreciate you stepping right up, Robert.
Yes, very much, Robert. Thank you so much.
Okay, bye now.
Okay, have a great day. Okay, fantastic. We got our first volunteer here for the science and engineering field. We appreciate that, and we hope other listeners will step right up and give back to your community. And wherever you've had some success or recognition or some sense of satisfaction in your life, you give back, it always seems to come back twice as much. So thank you, Robert. We really appreciate that. And Jess, I know you have some more programs to talk about, and I was wondering if you wouldn't mind touching on the legal series that your program provides services for.
Absolutely. One of the special things we offer here in Hunterdon County is our legal services clinic. We have a connection with several local attorneys who are willing to meet with our clients and give them a short period of time where you can talk to them about your case, what may be going on, and this may help you make a decision of whether or not you want to invest in a consultation to retain a lawyer. So these lawyers are really part of our network here helping us for a very small, it's I believe $20 fee, and this will really give you a good idea of whether you really have a case and you should pursue retaining a lawyer. This may save you from the large costs of lawyers and how much it costs to retain one, because these lawyers will be willing to give you the advice that you may need to make that decision.
So it's a fact-finding, exploratory session.
Correct, correct. And we have different lawyers who have different specialties, so we're able to refer and schedule that for people who are interested ourselves. They can call right over at the Career and Life Transition Center for Women, and we will take care of getting an appointment for them with the lawyer best suited for what their situation may be.
Fantastic. And I actually have next week as a guest here, I have an attorney who volunteers and is one of the attorneys that rotates the series. So can you, I know we have information we've been giving out. Can you let people know where they can sort of streamline where all this information is before we get into our next area of information?
Sure. You can find us pretty much everywhere these days. We, of course, have links in our information up on the NorwestCAP website, which is just norwestcap.org. Our information is there. We also have a Facebook page. So if you search in Facebook, just NorwestCAP Career and Life, as you start typing that in, you'll see us. We'll pop right up. So thanks to some new, very social media savvy staff members, we are also now on Twitter, Instagram, Tumblr, and LinkedIn. So, so pretty much any social media that you're the most comfortable with or look for information on, you're going to be able to find us. Generally, on any of them, searching NorwestCAP CLTC, which is the acronym for our program, Career and Life Transition Center, should lead you to our pages on those different platforms. So any of those you feel comfortable, you can contact us through those pages, through private messages or posts, and we have somebody who will be in touch with you as soon as we get those messages. You can also, of course, call or email the center at any time.
Now, when you said you're everywhere, you weren't kidding.
No, we are really everywhere, and hopefully more places as we find great places to be. We're always looking for opportunities to have our name out there, make sure as many women that we can reach know that we're here for them, and so we'll probably be more places soon.
Well, don't forget to like Jess's Facebook page so you can get the information and the posts as they come up. And I know you have a really exciting fundraising event that's coming up in the not-so-distant future, and I know people would be really excited to learn more about that.
We do. We have every year here in Hunterdon County, we hold a holistic and psychic fair. At this fair, which is a festival, which is a fundraiser for our program, you can get private readings. There's tarot and palmistry, which they do palm readings. Holistic craft vendors. There's crystals and artwork. Lots of different vendors. Hands-on practitioners. Acupuncture. All sorts of things related to the holistic and psychic field. This has been an annual fundraiser for our program, and this year it will be held at the Flemington Elks Lodge on Saturday, October 24th from 10 in the morning to 4. But if you're interested in getting one of those readings, you definitely want to call ahead and schedule your reading in, because they do fill up, and if you have a specific reader that you're connected to or really enjoy having your readings done by, the readers do fill up their schedules quite quickly. So you want to give us a call at the Hunterdon office. Again, that's 908-788-1453 to get on the schedule with a reader. And hopefully we'll see you out there checking out the vendors and their great candles and scarves and all kinds of wonderful things that they sell, all to benefit our program.
That sounds fantastic. And there are some, I know from past years, there are some very, very popular readers. And I know that as soon as it opens up, people want to book in right away for that. So yeah, that's a really fun event. And the reason that you do need to raise funding is because, obviously, government funding, private funding, foundations is always limited, and you're never able to do as much as you want to do. And you do so much, but it does help you to go a little bit further in the ability to serve people in our service area. So I hope everyone joins them for the psychic and holistic. It's called the Holistic
and Psychic Fair. Again, that's on October 24th, starting at 10 in the morning. A reading, which is a 15-minute reading, is only $30. And if you have a reading scheduled, then admission to the festival itself is free. So if you schedule that reading early, you get into the fair for free with that $30 reading. Otherwise, it's only $5 to get in, to come in and check out all these great vendors that'll be there that day.
Fantastic. We're going to take a little break here at Hot and Hunterdon. Hope everyone stays with us.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
When it matters most, our award-winning team of emergency physicians and nurses provides sophisticated care 24 hours a day. Superior emergency care at a moment's notice. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care.
Hi, I'm Sharon Skibbe of CompuPay Payroll. The Chamber is a great way to connect to other businesses within Hunterdon County and build strong and lasting business relationships.
Hunterdon Chamber of Commerce, building business, one business at a time.
We're back here at Hunterdon. I have Jessica Hoffman with me. We've been talking about all the great services that you provide. We never really defined who is eligible for these great services. And other than the minimum fees that you have for a couple of the workshops, the services are free. But how do you become eligible for these great services?
So according to the program, we serve what they call displaced homemakers, which really is a woman who has lost her primary source of income because of either death, disability, divorce. But there's also a lot of other qualifiers that may qualify a woman to receive services. So we do always encourage women to call the office to see if they can qualify for services, because there's also different pieces of the law, one of which is the age of discrimination, which is defined by the state at the age of 40. So if a woman is over the age of 40 and also has lost her primary source of income, she may also be eligible. Maybe a spouse who's deployed and now she has to go back to the workforce, or a long-term relationship that has ended, or even another source of income such as alimony or child support, which was recently stopped, which was also the loss of a primary source. So there's all these little ins and outs to really qualify a woman. So we really highly encourage women to call and tell and share their story with us. Our secretaries who are in both offices are just fantastic to speak to and will really help guide a caller through the ins and outs of their story to see if we can get them qualified for services.
So my guess is, if there is any possible way that we can consider someone eligible for services, we find a way to do that.
We will do everything we can to make sure that we can help a woman. And if for some reason in the end is that we just can't figure out a way to qualify them, we won't leave them hanging either. We will find other services and resources and do the proper referrals and things needed to try to find them help somewhere else.
Fantastic. And I know that we did talk about a lot of these services, and I know that along with your team, you and we talked about the volunteers, and we just got a new volunteer on the phone today, which is exceptional. I know you have a strong support from an advisory council. Maybe you could just talk about that a little bit.
We do. We have a fantastic group of women, many of which who have been on the advisory board since the advisory boards began about 8 or 9 years ago at this point. They're a strong group of women who really have a passion for helping other women. So from different sectors of the community, from business women to lawyers to women that just live in the community, prior clients, all kinds of women that come to the table. We meet usually about once a month, and these women really support the center with great ideas, help coordinate and run fundraising events, advise the center about different ways to recruit women and grow the center. They have really, they're just a dynamic group of women with such fantastic ideas, but it's really all about helping other women. Many of them themselves have received help or guidance along the way and now really truly have a passion for helping other women find their paths.
Sounds great. So if anyone wants to volunteer, I know you gave out the information earlier, but if you could once again let people know how to connect back to your to your programs and services.
Sure. The phone number at our Hunterdon office is 908-788-1453. That's here at the Old Egg Auction Building in Flemington on Park Avenue. They can call us there. Our email is actually quite easy. It says careerlife@norwestcap.org. So that all one word, careerlife. You can also reach out to me personally. My name's nice and easy, so my email's just Hoffman, H-O-F-F-M-A-N, and my first initial, J, at norwestcap.org, and I'd be happy to speak with anybody who would be interested in volunteering, joining our board, or wants more information about the services at the center.
That's fantastic, and we'll give that number and information one more time before we wrap up here at Hunterdon, but in the meantime, I know you're really excited about something new that you started at Career and Life Transition Center recently, and I know you want to get the word out about this.
I shouldn't take credit for it being necessarily new or me starting. They used to have a career closet at the Washington location, which unfortunately due to a move to a smaller space, they had to let go of the career closet, but I'm bringing it back. Because it's very important that as we build up these women and give them the skills and services that they need to really get them back in the workforce, that we're able to continue with that, just that extra little bit of help, which may be providing them with something to wear to that job interview. So we see many women that do not have the financial means to go out and purchase something new or an updated suit or something like that to wear to an interview. So we are bringing back our career closet. It will be open to both counties of women, anyone who's looking for something to wear. So, of course, that means we're accepting donations of any clothing that you may think is interview clothing, suits, dresses, all the accessories that go with, small purses, shoes, briefcases, scarves, those sorts of things that you may have in the back of your closet because you haven't gone on a job interview in quite a long time and you're looking for something to do with them. So we are very excited to bring that career closet back and really talk to the women about their appearance and the way they present themselves when they walk into an interview, how that translates in that moment of the interview, but also on social media, how your digital footprint you carry it with you. So if you're out there on LinkedIn or Facebook and you're also looking for work, how that can impact your ability to find a job. So we are excited to bring that career closet back.
Okay, so if anyone wants to do a little spring cleaning this summer, you would, I know you said happily take some donations, so that's great. And I think the image and some of the things that you talked about earlier, like the vision boarding, it is about creating and becoming the vision that you have for yourself. I know we used to call it like a mental model. Mm-hmm. You have to illustrate sometimes where you want to go in order to get there. So I just think so many of the programs and services you're making accessible to women have a way to speak to individuals. Even if there's a small group of nine, you're still It's an individual class. It's an individual exercise. You're going through things on your own, but with a support network. And I think that's the message to the community. Give back however you can, but when you need help or a service or you're uncertain, explore, educate, find out where the resources are. And I was hoping you would give out the contact information one more time.
Absolutely. Here in Hunterdon, we're located inside the Old Egg Auction Building, which is on Park Avenue here in Flemington. It's actually 84 Park Avenue. We're Suite E103 when you walk in there. Our phone number here in Flemington is 908-788-1453. And again, an email address you can use is just careerlife@norwestcap.org. You can reach us at any of those pieces of information there, or find us on social media. We're everywhere: Facebook, Twitter, Tumblr, LinkedIn. Just by simply looking up Norwest Cap Career and Life, it will pop up as an option on all those social media platforms where you can connect. You can follow us. All of our events are being posted, our fundraisers, our workshops, and also inspirational quotes and images and just things that keep maybe help your day go a little quicker.
And anyone who wants to pick up the phone and call, they should feel free to do that as well.
Absolutely. If you heard a tidbit of today that you're just interested in learning more about, please feel free to reach out to myself or any of the staff who'd be happy to answer your questions at that phone number about all of those programs I spoke about, our fundraiser or volunteer or advisory board opportunities.
And the date for the Holistic and Psychic Fair?
October 24th, 10 o'clock at the Flemington Elks Lodge. We will be there. It's very unique, Holistic and Psychic Fair, so come check it out, get a great reading, or see some of the vendors that will be there that day and help the program.
And do you have a vision or a statement to women who may be going through recently widowed or going through a divorce or seeking some information about a change in their circumstances and being the primary household earner, what would your calling to them be?
I would say you are not alone. There is a program and people here for you. Regardless if they're your friends and family, you have a program and a whole network of women who have been where you are right now. That's one of the things about our title, Transitions, is in there. We all go through transitions in our lives, whether they're job-related or finance-related or with our marriages or our relationships. All, you know, sometimes have to move to a new place or do a new thing or meet new people. So I want to just say that you're not alone. Reach out, even if it's just to talk to somebody and you don't have a current interest in any of the programs I may have spoken about. We're here to speak to you. A great case manager on staff who will help guide you. Please just give us a call and start the ball rolling.
Fantastic. So the first step isn't always the most important step, but it's a step. So hopefully people will take your advice and take that step and not do it alone and do it in partnership and in collaboration with you and the great staff and volunteers that you have. Jess, I warned you, radio time goes so much faster than regular time. We're almost out of time here at Hot and Hunterdon, but I do want to thank you for your vision and the work that you do in the community and your ability to connect resources so that people do not feel alone, and in fact, people are not alone. So I think that it's great that we remember to help one another when we can and where we can, and you know, continue to be a hands-on type of program that meets people where they are. So I appreciate that, Jess, and thanks for coming. I hope you'll come back again.
Thanks for having me. I enjoyed it.
Absolutely. And if anyone would like to stay for the next hour at 5 o'clock, Ruth Ann will be on for Ruth Ann Celebration Hour. And she has Quentin Fielding here in the studio for a special two-hour studio. So I hope you all stay for Ruth Ann's message, which is usually pretty joyous. Everyone have a great day.
The news is sponsored by the Hunterdon Medical Center. Hunterdon Medical Center was started by families for families. Inside our circle of care, we offer coordinated care for your entire family, led by our outstanding family medicine physicians and specialists. Hunterdon Healthcare, your full circle of care. If you need a physician, call Hunterdon Medical Center's Physician Referral Service at 1-800-511-4HMC or visit us on the web at www.hunterdonhealthcare.org.
USA Headline News. Kelly Sloan. Major differences remain in the nuclear talks with Iran over attempts to look into Iran's alleged work on nuclear weapons and Iranian demands that a UN arms embargo be lifted. And if the deal is approved soon, Congress must still approve it. Some members, though, are skeptical.
So I think there's a broad bipartisan skepticism at what this deal is. Prime Minister Netanyahu said rather than prevent Iran from gaining a nuclear weapon, it actually paves the way.
That was Texas Senator John Cornyn in a Fox News interview. President Obama is cutting the prison sentences of 46 convicts.
There's a lot more we can do to restore the sense of fairness at the heart of our justice system and to make sure our tax dollars are well spent, even as we are keeping our streets safe.
The convicts are nonviolent if most were sentenced for drug crimes. Greece has reached a bailout agreement with its European creditors, but it requires Greek lawmakers to pass the austerity measures. This is USA Headline News.
Howdy, folks. Colonel Sanders here with a radio transmission. Are you listening to a news radio broadcast right now? Breaking news, folks. Stop listening to that news anchor's jibber-jabber and get the real scoop. My new summer meal's got 10 pieces of chicken, a large coleslaw, baked beans with pulled chicken, 4 biscuits, and a free half gallon of Dole Classic lemonade. And it is available for purchase. Okay, then. That is the end of my radio communication. Kentucky Fried Chicken. It's finger-licking good.
Limited time offer. Pricing and participation may vary. Welcome to Staples. How can I help you?
Hey, Staples guy.